Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. It's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Goddamn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is. It's Sunday, fun day, and you are now tuned in with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you get at your girl, MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter, and you can always get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because, like I said, that's just what we do. The frill, the thrill, the fun. Might get a little serious today. We'll see how it goes. Let's see what the rest of the dynasty think. My girl Niecy, that dude rap star, what's the deal?
What's poppin'? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's your boy, rap star. Yeah.
Hey, did y'all have a good holiday? Let's start that real quick. Let's start cordial.
Mine was cool. Good. Got fat, back up. You know, back up. Ate a lot.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. I know, rap star, what you had anything popping, man?
I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm Native American. I think the whole holiday in itself is atrocious and very disrespectful to my ancestors. But I just fell back and, you know, enjoyed my day off of work. That's all I did, man.
That's what's up. I ain't even mad at you about that. Get your money. Hey, but anyway, we got some things planned today, man. We're going to go ahead, you know, before we get it popping, we got to get up into these Dollhouse announcements. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we get them bills paid. Let's go ahead and get it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Dollhouse Radio is also looking for new shows to add to our roster. If you have a creative concept, people listen when you speak, or are you just reckless, messy, and have no filter and want a platform to show the world what you got? Then email us at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Look for new shows making their debut soon. Dollhouse Radio is bringing to you a hot new show called The Takeover, playing nothing but the hottest in indie music. Only the best of the best will be in rotation. Email your music submissions, bio or one sheet, and a photo to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Or if you want to guarantee your spot on our playlist, email us about our promotional options available to you at dowhouseradio@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dowhouse Radio. On Twitter at Dowhouse_radio. And be sure to check out our website at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, and entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was lovely, Royalty. Always keeping us posted on what's going on here at Dowhouse Radio. But, hey, you know what time it is. We got that. Where they do that at? I mean, what's the deal?
Oh, man. I got a story to tell y'all. Some funny
what you
shit.
Got? You got a story to tell.
It's funny, but it's scary at the same time. It's mind-boggling. It's crazy. Well, you know there's people who are scientists and technologists and people who are in the development field of technology is always going one step further than everybody else with different stuff. And I'm kind of a bit of a nerd myself. I like to look at technology and see what is out there that can further make my life easier or better in some type of way, shape, or form. But when I looked at what was going on, I kind of had to take a step back and, you know, was like, yo, I don't know about this. But there are some scientists out there who are developing the latest technology of sex dolls.
Okay.
Now, this is different this is way different than what your normal, you know, blow up doll, you know, blow dogs. I don't mess with them, but they're sex dolls. But these are actually engineered to not only look like humans and feel like humans, but they are programmed to actually have the thoughts and the ideas of a regular human being. The scientist who was doing the study actually put like a chip to where the machine had about, I want to say, like 5 million words, different phrases, and different things that come up. Well, you can ask the sex doll a question, and it will answer you in an appropriate manner. It can also not only answer you, but it can also have certain feelings as well, to where he said that if you decide to, I don't know, disrespect the sex doll in any way, shape, or form, it can actually have a feeling, and it actually can trigger something in their feeling.
Wow. You might as well get you a real something. That's
well, yeah, and you know what? That's what I thought. But they said these people are actually made for people who cannot face the fact of dating people, real people. They have a fear or a commitment to actual people. They have a phobia of dealing with actual people. So this will get them closer to the real thing as possible. But like you said, if you're going to go that route, you might as well get a human. If you wanted to talk back and have thoughts and feelings, you might as well get a human being.
Nah, to me, I'm feeling like that's because they want, has a control mechanism, not just because they can't get out of, you know what I'm saying, the opposite sex. I'm feeling like it is because they want all that control. You know, if it's already programmed, you can pick a doll with I'm assuming, you know, with some of the characteristics and the things in a woman that you want. And 9 times out of 10, most of the time, a man's going to want, you know, full control.
Right.
I mean, that'd get a little boring, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, every type of relationship, whether it's a friendship, a fuck shift, or whatever. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have some issues here and there. That's just being human, but I guess they don't want any type of issues. It's the dial just, you know, do exactly what
you
say.
But it can't respond to you physically. So okay. So if I go get a doll, and you know, she's pretty, and I make the doll the way, you know, she exactly the way I need it to be. At some point, I'm going to want some correspondence. First of all, I know they're high as hell. I've seen these dolls. They come in every color. I ain't going to set nobody out, but even Sexy India has a doll, in case y'all didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
My girl Misty got one, too.
Hence Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna probably kill me for that. But my thing is, at some point, it can't do things back. Okay, so maybe it can respond to you. It's not even emotionally. It's programmed. I don't give a fuck about how many Disney movies you saw. Electronics don't come to life. They don't feel. They don't grow hearts. It don't work like that. I don't know. I don't care what you saw. It's really not how it works. But at some point, you're gonna want some kind of. They can't touch you back. They can't hug you back. They can't suck you back. I mean, I've seen these dolls. You can put stuff anywhere. They got all the holes, but it's not like you're getting any correspondence. And I'm not paying for that. If that's paid, I mean, you pay for a hoe and pay probably less than the cost for that damn doll. I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
When I looked at that, all I could think was iRobot. That's all I could think about was iRobot.
That's because they don't want to hear my motherfucking mouth. They already know.
You hear me?
To lead y'all deeper in this conversation is actually an offshoot of this. I got information on there is this thing, speaking about intelligence, artificial intelligence. They have came out with a place where you can actually, if you are a widow or you're a widower, your loved one is deceased, you can actually have a dildo. Well, this would apply for. Anyway, you would get a dildo, and they would actually have your dead one's ashes inside the dildo. Now, the dildo is a glass dildo, and inside you can have your dead one's ashes in the dildo. I forgot what it's called. It's like something box or something like that, but it's a box that has the glass dildo with your deceased lover's ashes inside of it, so you can reminisce and everything like that, this, that, and the third.
That doesn't make sense.
It can also program to where you can actually hear your lover's voice. It will play your lover's voice. It will, you know, have, like, something that smells like your lover, like a certain cologne, certain smells. And it also comes with a poison cigarette to where if you can't deal with it and the emotion is just too high, you can smoke your last cigarette and you can get high and join your loved one in the afterlife.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, y'all do. Man, hold up.
Where the fuck they do that at, yo?
Where the fuck they do that at? You sick. I'm going to leave it right there. I mean, look, okay, I'm semi-sentimental. You know, I keep trinkets, you know, furniture, a sweater, glasses. First of all, that's some nasty shit. I'm going to start right there. You don't put something in a dildo. First of all, would you let somebody come near you with something like that? I mean, what the fuck is that shit floating around in there? What is that? What you gonna do with that? What is that? You really gonna let somebody use that on you?
Makes no sense.
That's crazy. If you do something like that, you need a counselor. Flat out, if you go get one, you need a counselor. And if you let somebody come near you with the dildo with the stuff and the scent, you need some counseling too. That's ridiculous. Y'all doing too damn much out here in 2017.
That's just wasting money, though. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's just that's somebody who has nothing else to do. You know? I'm trying to figure out what the ashes gonna do. I don't understand what the ashes do.
The ashes doesn't do anything. It's just the fact that you're.
Now, what is it? Just imagine that the thing breaking in the ashes, spilling all up.
Because the dildo so night, you know, it's going in the cavity of, well, yeah, I was going to say of a woman, but no, a man too, you know.
Oh, my God, Nisi, I can't erase the image out of my head.
I mean, just think of it as an urn. Just think of it as an urn.
Want to get an urn? Find a mantle. Get an urn. Put the shit on a mantle. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say behind it. Anybody out there listening, if you would ever be willing to do anything like that, and I see y'all out there, push one. If you think this is insane, utter witchcraft fuckery, push one. You know what I'm saying? And say so, because somebody needs to speak out. I'm just saying. I don't know what to say.
They nasty.
I don't know what to say.
Sickening. I just find it
interesting because I didn't know that that could be possible or anything like that. But my thing is, what are the mind states of the people who's actually coming up with these ideas? Like this is morbid. This is really morbid. Where did they do this at?
But the fact that they found somebody to do, what is your marketing pitch? I want to cremate someone. First of all, I want to put the remaining ashes of somebody I love, whatever, cat, dog, husband, wife, auntie, grandma, you don't know who it is. You know what I'm saying? I want to put this into this kind of mechanism. How do you find someone that says, I'm willing to put my name on this and put this out to market? This cannot be FDA approved. I refuse to believe.
What I want to know is if this is a gift and you're sending it to somebody, what kind of Hallmark card would you use? Would you use like condolences? I'm sending my condolences. I thought this would be useful.
I mean. I mean, it could be a spinoff. Hey, everybody can make some money. The sex industry can make some money. The funeral home industry can make some money. And everybody can get paid. Hallmark can get a little chunk
of
the change.
I was about to say Hallmark can get in it too. Hallmark can get in it.
Sounds very
interesting.
Somebody's going to pay for it. It don't make no difference because, you know, freaks come in all different shapes and sizes, you know. Somebody, dumbass, going
to
pay for that.
They need
to
be on the list.
For y'all viewers out there,
you know it's
just
thousands. Did it say have a ratio of the pricing? I mean, not that we're trying to help folks out.
I didn't see the pricing, but if there's any viewers out there and y'all find this under your Christmas tree, please call in and let us know.
I've seen it on Facebook. I did see, you know, but I didn't, you know, go into reading about it because I was like, I'm not keen on glass dildos because I just have that thought of it breaking, you know, and I need all my cooch. We ain't going to have cuts and we ain't going to have glass stuck up in here. What I saw with the way it was laying in the case, it just didn't look thick enough. You know, because I can't imagine it breaking. I just look like something to just have. You know, if you have something sitting up on the TV stand or the mantle or whatever, not something that you physically put up in you. Mm-mm.
How would that even work? You have guests and family comes in and you just have a glass dildo and they're like, yeah, this is Earl over here, my lady.
Yeah, some people are jokers.
Really?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people are jokesters. It's some, you know, especially a lot of guys that are jokesters.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That's true. There's a lot of guys who do stuff like that are just jokesters and they say things, but I just can't fucking see it. I mean, I know a few of my girlfriends that use, you know, the glass too. Don't y'all know? I do a lot of stuff. So. But I ain't doing that one. Mm-mm.
You say
Very little I ain't done, but that one I ain't going to do because I'm too scared it's going to break. And I know they just, it doesn't, when I go into the sex stores alone and I see
the glass dildos, it does nothing for me because I'm a little wild when I'm using things like that. So just imagine it breaking. Ooh, Lord.
Okay, y'all. Look, if you're just not tuning in, you right here with I Talk No Filter, right here on Dollhouse Radio, man. It's ridiculous. But we gonna keep it pushing. We gotta go on to get them bills paid, man. We gonna go on and pay these bills.
Yeah.
Let's get off dinner to French Montana featuring Future. No pressure. Let's get it. Dollhouse.
Chopper, chopper, blame here, copper too. Ain't gonna say no names, see a robber too. You don't want no pressure. 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 Hopping out for cars 40 deep. And he whipping up the dress. Every time you call, I be like, look, little hoe, don't stress me. You know I duck the nine like a motherfucking fresh. If you wanna, you can get it if you wanna learn your lesson. You don't want no pressure. 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 You don't want no pressure.
Montana, we don't want no pressure. That was French Montana featuring Future, No Pressure. If you're just not tuning in, you're here with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. We appreciate you guys for joining us today. You're late to class, but that's okay. We still love you. We're going to keep it pushing, man. We're going to see who in the hot seat this week. And I don't know, I felt we all know that, you know, we call this the Weinstein era. This is the age of, I mean, it's always been around. Let's be honest. The age of sexual abuse and harassment, verbal, physical, and things of that nature of women. There was a woman, Tarana Burke, who initiated, if you've seen the hashtag MeToo, you've seen it on different social media sites, you see people making memes about it, but it actually is a very serious issue. It was to give women a voice out here,
you know, and that's a hard thing to do. It falls into other genres of race and things like that. It's a battle. You know what I'm saying? But recently, Russell Simmons has fallen victim. He's part of the Me Too. Well, not him himself, but as far as the Weinstein era and the harassing of a woman, he has been, he's gotten in a little bit of trouble. And the woman's name was Jenny Lumen. She said in 1991 that he assaulted her. He went out there, he apologized to her, and he said that basically her recollection is not his recollection of the manner in which things went. But they've kept it until with her, her family, and things of that nature several times after her allegations. I got some questions. One, if you feel a certain way about a certain person, what prompts you to keep going around? Because even after this allegedly happened, she went back. They still kept it, her, the family. They were still, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. So at this point, I guess he doesn't want to get hit. He doesn't want to lose everything, which Def Comedy has already dropped him. HBO says we're out of it.
Right.
So he's taking all of his things and he's liquidating them and putting them into a non-profit sort of genre, which we know what it is. He's trying to keep some of his money because he say, damn it, she coming to get my dough. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what's
mm-hmm.
going back into his pocket. He's just trying to, you know, jump ahead. What y'all think about this with the mogul, the man, Russell Simmons, Uncle Rush?
It's so hard to believe. It's hard to believe. I can't believe it. At least he's making moves to keep his motherfucking money. He got them children, so he know how to, you know, to do the right thing. But damn. But he's already apologized, so that's an admission, you know, that's a guilt admission. You're admitting by you having to apologize to someone, you know, you're saying you did the shit. You know, I've been molested and I've been raped, you know, so at the end of the day, I mean, it's, no matter what the situation is, you know, that's like something that hits home for me. I ain't feeling it. I just can't believe it, you know, but it is what it is. By him admitting that shit, you know, that's a damn.
You know what I think it is. I think it's their 15 minute of fame, and it's a shame that people have to go through that extreme to get recognized. Like, oh, me too. Like they want to feel like they're a part of a wave that, not used in the right light, could ruin and damage a person's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And being that Russell Simmons is, you know, he's a mogul, he's one of the founders of hip-hop, a large entity that is not only just that was birthed in the Bronx, but has reached global status. You have hip-hop that is around the world. He's one of the forefathers of hip-hop. And by him apologizing, I would say it would probably just like a situation to where, you know, when you got hip hop and you got groupies or you got people who are infatuated with these big stars, and there might have been some saying that there wasn't some, I don't know, but I'm saying hypothetically, there might have been some type of chemistry going on, because obviously if he was going back, just like the whole Bill Cosby thing, a lot of these females who were accusing were people who were around him more than one time. They used to work for him.
Right.
So now that all of a sudden you are getting these Me Toos and you're getting these people who are coming out of the woodwork, you have to think about what is it their gain? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it 15 minutes of fame? Is it some type of gratification because they want to feel like they're belonging to a movement? And they want to, quote unquote, speak up, not knowing that they can't say that they're a part of the movement because they're not like some of the other people who are in the movement. Like the whole movement is women who felt like they was sexually harassed, not women who was around these people and kept going around these guys. Not because, you know, circumstances like they work with them. Like I feel like a lot of these women are speaking up. Isn't authentically in the movement. They just want to have something to say. It's like going to a Black Lives Matter party, and you got certain black people who contribute. They're not the right kind of people. Not saying that they're not the right kind of people to support the movement, because everything that they're doing is not supporting the movement. So if something happens, like they commit a crime, and then they run, knowing that everybody committed crime. It's like the same people who go and they have a cousin or a family member who do something wrong, and then they say, free my cousin, so-and-so. You may have just killed six people and a kid, and you talk about free my cousin? So I feel like some of the women who are in that organization are they're like the little boy who cried wolf. Nothing really happened to you, and even if you was in that situation, you had something to do with that situation. You could have reported it a long time ago, or because of the situation really wasn't the situation that you thought it was, and you're trying to get something out of it now. That's like me taking a picture with KRS-One and then coming out 20 years later like, yeah, me and KRS-One was about to have a record deal. You take it way too far than where they need to be just to get some recognition. And that's what I feel like there's women in that movement that is only in it for the recognition, not actually supporting the actual movement. And that's what's scary, especially when it comes to our black and brown men who are leaders in our community, who are trying to bring us as a conglomerate. And you got certain coons and certain bandwidths out there that like to throw a monkey wrench. And then you got what happened with Bill Cosby. Now, Bill Cosby's trial was in my state. It was in Pennsylvania. They tried him, and he was found not guilty of the stuff that he was accused with. But do the media care? Because they're still sending, memes about him slipping people in his pills. Don't forget the dude from Seventh Heaven was sleeping with kids. But is thing affected by it? So a lot of people got to think. Just because somebody might say something that happens, you cannot believe everything that people say. You got to actually be like Nisi and be an investigation. Be like, I want to know what happened. There's a lot of yes men in the film.
Yes, the investigator. You got to be an investigator before you
pick a side. Because a lot of these people are just the mob with the pitchfork. Someone say, it's like a witch trial. He's a witch, so everybody want to burn that person just because everybody's, one person that said that he was a witch. Now they're trying to burn people to the stake.
Everybody has demons, though. You know what I'm saying? It's shit that throughout my lifetime, I'm gonna take it to my grave. If anything to my deathbed, maybe my last breath, shit might come out. I don't know, but I mean, when it goes, what just happened in 1991? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't get the courage to say something until down the road, and I think the implementation of the movement was giving these women courage. I'm not going to say they're not all telling the truth or a lie either way, because we don't know. Anything can surface, any sort of evidence can come up that might charge somebody. However,
a lot of times it's not even evidence. Like Nisa, you said that you was a victim of rape and
molestation as rape. I've been raped twice and molested once as a child.
The person that
molested me actually lives across the street from me, unfortunately.
Well, see,
a lot of times it'd be the closest people to you, neighbors, family, friends, church members.
Now check this out. You got somebody on a different perspective now. Because I was the victim of a woman who actually said that I did something that I didn't do. And there was no evidence of what she said. It was he said versus she said, and because the courts, believed her over my word, and I was a person who never had a record. I'm going to college. I'm doing all the right things, and all of a sudden, just because one person came out and said that's what he said, and there's there's no proof of what that person says, that person's life mm-hmm. could be ruined. So I'm mm-hmm. like I said, with that is, I love the movement is great, but when you have certain people who is using the movement as leverage for something that's total opposite of what they're trying to say, then it makes me discredit. Like, it makes me look at the whole situation and be like, I don't know about this.
Okay, and check this out, guys. You know what I'm saying? We got somebody who seems like they want to, you know, comment, say something. We gonna bring the call in. So let's go right here. 904, you're on the line. Yeah. All Talk No Filter.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's going on? How are you tonight?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah. What's up? This is real. Just wanted to tell y'all, you know, I like the show or whatever, and you know, I don't
Thank
think
you.
It's a
Appreciate
big deal.
That.
But yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. I know Russell Simmons. I don't think it's a big deal what he did. I mean, I don't even know what he did. Really, they haven't really. I don't think they really came out and said like anything went wrong, as far as my recollection. But like, you know, they got money. People got money. They you know, they all everybody wilding. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know, I didn't think it was a big deal.
He admitted to the indiscretion. He just said
yeah.
he thinks that their views of how it went was different, and that's what prompted his apology. It happened. He admitted to it happening, and they kicked it afterwards. Even after this, they still, her family, they spent time with him. So he admitted to it. He thinks they have different views.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. And I agree with the guy, too. Like, that's happened to me. I've been accused of stuff and then, like, had to, you know what I'm saying, pay for it. And it's like, yo, I didn't even do it. You know what I'm saying? It's really just you just being racist, you know, I felt like. So I've been in that situation, too. So that's why I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's the same thing with Russell Simmons. They doing that because he a powerful black man. Oh, now you got some kind of sexual perversion that you just making up, really.
But,
like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But by
you got
admitting
Charlie
to
Sheen
it,
out
in
there.
Your case, you didn't do it. You could prove that.
Right, just like
know.
The last show you were talking about, Charlie Sheen with a million women. You got Ric Flair out there with him. You don't hear none of these white people getting in trouble. You know, you don't hear about none of them doing nothing crazy. But, you know, the second somebody black get rich or something, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's arrested for this. He's, you know, it's bull, it's kind of bull.
Right. 100%.
Okay, well, and I'm sorry, did you want to give out your name? I know you said your name. What was your name?
Yeah, this is Rip, R.I.P. Rip.
Okay,
Florida.
Rip.
Worked out.
On, man. Shout out Florida, man. Rip, we appreciate you for calling in and giving your feedback.
Appreciate
we love
you.
Keep on listening,
homie.
Man. We appreciate that.
All right, no
Thank
problem.
Thank you, baby.
All right, see y'all. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we appreciate Rip for calling in. We got enough time, real quick. Let's get in this other caller then before we flip off into the honey dip thoughts. Let's go ahead and get into this caller and see what they on. 314, you on the line, All Talk No Filter. What's up?
So,
hello?
My only thing is, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I hear all this, maybe he might not be guilty or what, but maybe he is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her a while to say something. I just can't. Because it took her a while and maybe she was around him. We don't know the circumstances. So I just wouldn't say just because it's a black man that they're pointing the finger. Black men do stuff just as well as other men.
Mm-hmm. And sure do. Yeah.
I mean, I got black sons,
Absolutely.
So I understand what people are saying, but maybe he did do it. Maybe she's not lying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's up, you know. Yet maybe he did do it, but. My whole thing is rather than because I'm always neutral in a story that I know that if I'm not too if I don't know the 100% of the information I'm not going to lean either way. I'm going to be neutral till further notice. But the fact that you know why did it take you mean 91? Why take that long? A while might be
I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year. That might be a while, or even, you know, give it a max of 2 years. But when you have a whole decade,
why do we have to put
come
a time
out now? What significance would that come out right now?
I mean, but what
statute of limitations?
I understand what you're saying, but why does it have to be a time limit on it? On her, maybe she felt like this was the time everybody else was doing it. Maybe it was easier that way. I don't know.
Well, maybe you know.
My thing is, we always say because it's a black man and he's powerful that people want to bring him down. Well, maybe he did do it. I don't know.
There shouldn't be a timeline, but it's kind of like cliche, because when you look at the whole Cosby situation, all of them took how many to come out?
It would be different if it was like one or two,
but it seems like this is like the guideline of trying to pull a person down. Well, we're going to wait a whole bunch of years to say something. You with me? Okay, that's what it is. Or try to come up with a situation that happened a decade ago. It would be different if it was just one or two, but now it's like a trend now, to where now people starting to say something after 10, 15 years of, everybody can't like agree to like come out with something that long ago. Like it just seems too convenient to do so.
Yeah, maybe. I just really want to. We definitely gonna, you know, keep on this and keep everybody posted, you know, because it's gonna be a little ride. I really want to see how and where it goes. It's so much going on, and you know we gonna keep you tuned in, man. And Carla, we appreciate you for, you know what I'm saying, giving us your feedback. You know what I'm saying? Got some male and female, got a little bit of perspective today. We appreciate that. Stay on the line with us, and we gonna go ahead and do a real quick break and come back and like we said, man, we gonna get off into them honey dip thoughts, see what's going on today with that. Let's get off real quick in the Kanye featuring Chris Brown Waves. Let's get it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of raw. Yo, mama, that melody that shit.
Step up in this bitch like, I'm the one your bitch like. Mack you down like a quick dike. Tell your friends like a hitchhike. And your tan looking just right. And she grabbing on my like. She want to see if it'll fit right.
Waves don't die. Let me crash you for the moment. I don't need to own you. No lie. Waves don't die, baby. Let me crash you for a moment. Baby, I don't need to own you. No lie. No lie. No lie.
This bitch like, I'm the one your bitch like. Back you down like a quick take. Make a man take a hitchhike. They don't understand how you hit right. Try it on if it feels right. Light it on, I'm a gift sack. Like, yeah.
Damn, that's enough of that. Hey, if you're just now tuning in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. You can always hit us up 646-595-4038. If you got anything to say, make sure you press 1. Niecy, what you thinking, baby? What's good?
Yeah,
girl.
Ooh, where
they do all this shit at? Listen, my thing is, I done had a rough, like, week or so. It's been on and off, you know. I just want to know why niggas, when I say niggas, or should I say men, try to come back when you know you fucked up. In my case, I'm feeling like I'm picking the same type of man, just with a different face. Same nigga, different face. I'm confused on why I do it. Started realizing it, you know what I'm saying, and I'm quick to set off, you know. I've started a new little relationship, and trying to keep it on the DL, you know. But without speaking any names, I
went off, you know, off the handle a couple days ago. Like, you nigga, you doing the same shit. You just got a different face. You know, it's like every time I turn around, I'm picking you motherfuckers like that. You know, so I don't know what's up with shit like that.
I think you gotta type though, no?
But I thought I changed that shit. I swear to God, I picked somebody who looks nothing like what I normally. It's not. He's not even my type. But he's fucking. He making love to the mind. At least he was. You know what I'm saying?
That's how
and I think
it.
Now. But I think now since I had that issue with thinking he was lying, because I don't like a liar. That's the one thing. Mm-hmm. For those out there who are interested, the one thing that'll fuck everything up is if you lie to me. And I'm a detective. You know what I'm saying? Detective Nisi. So
you
I sit back, and I'm the type to let you say all you got to say. As soon as I catch you, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that because with me, I'm very open-minded. So honesty is every motherfucking thing plus sex. But, you know, honesty is everything. You know, that's first and foremost because without honesty, you can pretty much tell me just about anything. Just keep it real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it had me feeling some kind of fucked up way, you know, so... It's a beginning of a relationship. We've been friends for many a year. But when you do anything, it just kind of pushes the relationship, you know, already to an area, a black area. I know, so I don't know, I feel some kind of way. I ain't fucked him yet, though, but I plan on it, even though we going through this.
Let me ask you real
know,
quick. Did you Cardi B the nigga? You didn't go online and get to doing the Cardi B, did you? Or did you just go to him on the phone like, hey, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You didn't Cardi B him, did you? You ain't get on there and do all that, did you?
I ain't go
Hello?
On and just go Hello? Off, but I did. Can you hear me?
Come on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What you do? Yeah, what you do?
I ain't do all of that. Like, I ain't go on, and I'm never going to, you know what I'm saying, go on and just go off because, I mean, he is on my social media. Most people, a lot of people know him, but I would never, you know what I'm saying, put his name out like that. I would never disrespect mm-hmm. him or anyone else, you know, that I dealt with in a personal type of level. I would never disrespect them like that by putting their name out there. But I felt some kind of way. You know, I fell back because when I see something I don't like and I see something I don't approve of when I've already told you, don't do it, don't lie to me. Don't even, to me, not telling me you're doing the same thing lying to me because I'm going to tell you everything. There is no, I'm not the type to hide anything. My life is pretty much an open book. I'm a straightforward chick. It is what it is. You either you take it or you don't. The same, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me sign up for this bullshit. Don't just throw it up there and think I'm supposed to figure it out. No, because I got a big mouth and I ask 1,000 questions. A closed mouth never gets fed. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the lane of life that I come from. I ain't got no time for that. I'm too busy for that. He's a busy man and I'm a busy woman, you know, but just keep it fucking real. And that's not just for him. It's for all the past relationships, the busted-ass motherfuckers I used to fuck with, and for the future. Keep it real. You never know who I might decide to pick because at the end of the day, you might like me, but I do the choosing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is because I'm a dominant woman. Mm. And if I ain't fucking with you, you gon' know. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what,
this is someone who I would never in a million years even thought to giving him the time of day. But there was just something that was there, and maybe in the past it wasn't our time. You know what I'm saying? But either way it go, I don't want to lose our friendship. But if you lie to me, it could interrupt the friendship because then if you lie mm-hmm. to me about things that you think is little or, you know, because I'm the type, I'm a woman, first off. You know what I'm saying? So we little things mean everything. It ain't that hard to figure that out, especially when you've been calling yourself being open-minded. You have to be, you know, it was very easy for me to tell him about the tour. I mean, he's accepting to everything that I do because he's, you know, surrounded by a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely not insecure of what I provide and how I can do the things that I do and the type of woman that I am. You know, definitely not insecure. So, but all I need a motherfucker to do is be honest. When I ask you a question, fucking answer it. We ain't got to get beat around the bush. I don't got to ask you five different type of ways to lock. You know I'm a fucking detective and I'm an investigator. So if I got to ask you five or six times, I already know it's some bullshit. So, but I didn't want to, you know, go off the handle on them. You know what I'm saying? I had to, because I do care about the person, whether it becomes a physical, because it hasn't yet. We haven't took those steps yet. But, you know what I'm saying? If it becomes that way or not, I still want to keep a real friendship. But then for me, it's like, will I be able to keep a friendship if you lie to me and we're talking about something more serious? You know what I'm saying?
Rap Star, come on, you have a lifeline for the fellas, bro.
I mean,
could you justify anything?
I mean, there's really nothing. There's really nothing to add into it. She said everything. That's, you know, basically what you have to do. You know, you basically gotta.
You gotta be on point.
You gotta be 100. You know, in a relationship, communication is key. And if you don't have that, then you don't really have a relationship. I agree with you, Nisi, when you said that you picked the man. But that's basically that's how it's supposed to be. Women pick the men. Men, we don't pick the women. We can do whatever
whenever, however we do.
But at the end of the day, it's what that woman sees in a man. You can find that in the animal kingdom. You know, you go and you look at peacocks, and you got all the male peacocks, you know, spreading their tails with all the different colors and strutting their stuff and putting their chest out. And the lady peacock is over there. She's choosing what type of mate that she wants, and that's basically the same thing with the woman. So they choose, women
and
choose
see, that's
the men.
What I felt I was doing, because he's different. I appreciate him for the person and the man that he is. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Because he, to be honest, I'm calmer. I'm so much more calmer since I've been having, you know, the one-on-one conversations, because we know I'm quick to cuss a motherfucker the fuck out so fast. And when I caught him in that lie, I knew that I had more respect for him because I didn't go the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
Was it a little weeny lie, or was it a big lie?
No, for me, it was a big, to me, I was hurt. Like, are you serious? You got this going on? But I was jumping to conclusions, but I didn't want to come out. Normally, I'm just going, you know, I'm going to let your fucking ass have it. But I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I felt bad. He contacted me on my way coming out to where I'm at, Pittsburgh. He contacted me. You know what I'm saying? And I had been sick, whatever, during the time that I didn't speak to him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I'll fall back real fast. Because I just got out of it. A semi-relationship, somewhat of a relationship, a 9-year relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I'm quick to fall back. You know, I'm quick because I cannot be hurt. That ain't going to end. It ain't going to end well. Trust me, I'm crazy than a motherfucker. It won't end well. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to learn to just take a step back and till I could get, you know, I cool down. And then when we talk, to cuss your motherfucking ass out. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go off.
Well, you sound like he's doing a pretty good job. If you went there with him, he ain't even in the cookie jar.
No, but he came out and he explained everything. He came out and he explained everything. And I respect him for that. But because I feel the distance on my behalf, it's not on his behalf. It's just like now I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what the next lie or the next
is going to be a lie.
Yes, I don't know. I'm just waiting, but I'm not going to hold it over his head. And he on listening right now.
Well, he definitely, how you know, nigga?
Because I'm looking at him.
You definitely not visually looking,
but I see him online.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have a right to feel.
I told him I was
going to
talk about his motherfucking ass. Y'all know I don't give a fuck. I just don't scream names. I don't scream names. I don't,
you
know,
gotta name drop all
now
the
I
time.
Bring names on some other motherfuckers when they piss me off and they fuck with my time and my money or anything else, you know what I mean? Like, not to dropping no real names and none, but like, you know, promoters and certain promoters and different shit like that. Now, I'm gonna scream your motherfucking name if you do anything I don't like, but I'm talking about in a personal type of relationship, I won't do that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna scream names.
Especially on social media, that should be pissing me off. Like, people,
now I'll put a little comment up.
With your boo.
I'll put a comment up, but he only that person that I'm talking about. I'm gonna make sure that you know that it's about you, because it'll be something very. It could be one word that was about whatever the situation was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And only you will
know.
And I made that real clear. Yeah, I made that real clear to him from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That this is how I do, because I got to get my shit off. You know, whether it be good or bad, I'm not looking for no motherfucking attention, because he gives me that in our conversations. Like I said, we have not had a sexual relationship. We talk about it, but we have not. You know what I mean?
You think it's gonna be fire, Niecy? What's your premonition of the situation? Think it's gonna be nice?
Oh my God! I'm praying.
What
you know
if it's
how
not
to
nice? What you
want to
do, girl?
Listen, that's gonna be a problem. I don't know. That's gonna be a problem. But I think I'm doing the right thing. Being as I'm someone in the industry, you know what I'm saying? I think by us waiting it out until the time is right, it'll help us both. Long as
do you think him knowing about you being in the industry
long
that's
as he
an intimidation
know how to eat
him?
Pussy? What?
Oh. I said,
he
do you think that's
an
intimidation to him knowing about you?
No,
you know
well,
what I'm saying?
I know that I do intimidate him to a certain extent. I did. Not that I do, because now I totally opened up as far as, you know what I'm saying, our conversation or whatever. But I know that I used to intimidate him. You know what I mean? And I know that he can't believe that someone like me has interest in him, but I do. I never would have thought in all these years that I would have, you know? It's just maybe it wasn't that time. He's definitely not my type. You know what I'm saying?
I tried to
change it, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I keep picking same motherfuckers, you know what I mean? And I'm getting the same. You do the same thing, you get the same results. But then he's still a man.
Right.
Let me find out that Laura has finally went out with Urkel.
Exactly.
Let me find out.
Exactly.
Let me find out. This is the new chapter of the family matters, man. Let me find out.
We're going to have a reality TV. You already know I got one reality show I'm trying to do right now. That one is a spinoff from The X. This one, you know
oh
what I'm saying, Prison Love. Y'all keep looking out for it, because it's already on TV in season one, and I'm part of season two. Prison Love.
We own it, man. Hey, don't forget to look out for that. Go and tell them real quick how to reach out and get y'all. Throw them handles out there.
Well, Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Y'all see the flyers up on social media, so you can get the correct spelling, Niecy Honey Dip on everything.
Yeah. You can get at me, Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can also hit up my fan page, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. I'm on SoundCloud, Rapstar. I'm on YouTube. I'm on let's see, Twitter, Rapstar 412. Listen to some real hip hop, real East Coast 90s, early 2000s style hip hop coming from yours truly.
Absolutely. Hey, and again, we appreciate everybody that tuned in and kicking with us. We are here for your pure entertainment purposes every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Make sure you get at us. And we love y'all. We see y'all next week. We out.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Walk around the world like, yeah, I walk around the world like, hoping that I find a girl that'll make walking around the world like, get it? My feet on the clouds, her on my mind, never coming down, no. I'm here forever, I'm here forever, here forever. Bonjour, I just need a little bit of your time, s'il vous plaît. We ain't gotta do much, we just, I just want to talk. You feel me? Sound good, sound right. Just listen to me right quick. Now if I just let you walk by me, I'll never forgive myself for letting the best thing inside the world go. I realize I'm not the highest of caliber men, but I'll treat you like the only girl in the world. But I'll keep you happy, I'll keep you happy. Only time you will see tears is from laughing, tears is from laughing. Love when you smile, love the way, love when you smile. All I want is to know you better, better than ever, ever before. Before you leave, leave me and walk, walk away. I wanna sit down and talk. Baby, let me talk to you. 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 You ain't gotta stay long. We ain't gotta move fast. You ain't gotta come through if you can't dig it. I just wanna talk to you. Baby, let me talk to you.
Talk No Filter, Dalhouse Radio. We do this.